Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94,
the number one hit music station of Fargo-Moorhead that plays all the hits. Zero and Maggie in studio, 7:41 in the morning and 26 degrees in Fargo-Moorhead. Yes, there's snow and outside, and there could continue to be as the day goes on. We'll see a high of 35 today. Here's the good news. So the bad news, you see that outside right now. That's the bad news. The good news, tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, high of 43. And Friday will hit 50. Saturday, 50s again. And Sunday, 60 to 65 degrees. So the next couple of days do get progressively warmer, and we will get rid of this stuff on the ground. That's the good thing. So yesterday, we posted a Playhouse mailbag on the Playhouse Facebook page. And sometimes we'll do that, just toss it up there and see if we can get some advice for somebody. And this one got just a lot of conversation going, to the point where we're like, Michelle, can we have you on and take this conversation to the airwaves and see if people can get some thoughts for you? Because it was kind of, there was people that were like, oh, here's what you do. And there was people just tearing into her. And I thought maybe it could be a little bit more productive, you vocalized here on the show. So, Michelle, not everybody read your email. So can you kind of just explain your whole situation and what's going on, this parenting conundrum that you have?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have a son who is now in the first grade.
Okay, first grade.
So he, I mean, you know, he's a first grader, and he's been acting up a little bit lately. And my husband puts these, you know, these consequences on him as a punishment, except since I stay at home, I'm the one that has to enforce them.
Like what?
And, let's see, so he wrote on the wall of his room, and my husband told him that, you know, he lost his iPad for a week. You know, he has an iPad with lots of games on it, and he wasn't allowed to play with it for a week. So, you know, okay, I can deal with that. But he wasn't listening again the other evening at dinner, and so then my husband added on top of it, no more TV for a week. And, you know, what my husband doesn't realize is, without the iPad and the TV, now I have to entertain constantly because he has nothing else to do. And so I've actually been letting him watch his TV and use his iPad when his dad's not home, and I tell him he has to shut it all off and not tell his dad when we know that dad's coming home. And so I don't know, am I an awful parent? Am I teaching my kids a lie? I guess I don't think it's fair that my husband gets to make these punishments and then I'm stuck with the baggage.
So the first issue was, I mean, it kind of sucked because he would put these punishments out there and then you would be the one that's around stuck to kind of enforce them.
Right.
So then your compromise there has been, to this point, those punishments are in effect when dad's around, and then you have this kind of secret understanding that he's not there, okay, you can bust out the iPad, but you got to put it away when he comes back.
Right. I feel guilty teaching my son to not tell his dad the truth.
Right. Is it safe to say the fact that you've even got a hold of us, you kind of feel like maybe that's not the best way to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like, you know, maybe it's not the best way to do it. I just can't come up with the best way to do it because he's a little boy. He needs to learn rules. But at the same time, like, I am the one at home.
And your husband has no idea that when he puts these rules into effect, that they're only in effect when he's not around?
Not yet.
All right, we'll kind of we'll poke around here and see what other people think. I'm sure there's got to be people in a similar situation for you, okay?
Thank you.
So, Michelle, her email is saying essentially the same information was posted on our Facebook page yesterday, our Playhouse Facebook page, and she did get a couple of thoughts, but more of them than I would have liked basically were something to the effect of, you're an awful mom.
A lot of them were.
I really wanted something a little bit more productive, constructive, because that's kind of the point of people doing things like the mailbags with us,
right,
and group therapy.
Right, how can she change this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you hear that and you're like, okay, so dad puts in a punishment and then you say, oh, it's only in effect when dad's home. Here's your iPad. We all know that's not right. So now she's got a mess here and she needs your advice. How would you help out, Michelle? 2378, you can text 35270, and we'll talk about that after Justin Timberlake next.
The Morning Playhouse.
They knew that I had utterly humiliated myself, and at the end of the day, they respected that.
Y94.
So she kind of knows that's probably not the right thing. She's got kind of a double-edged issue here. The first problem is she kind of feels annoyed that she's getting forced to be the main person dealing with these punishments and enforcing these punishments that her husband came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that frustrates her. The second issue is her solution, I think we need to discuss. Her solution of when dad's not around, we're going to not
go behind his back. Yeah, that's
probably
not okay.
Let's just establish we don't like that. 237, you can text 35270. Let's say Michelle's your sister or your friend, and you're trying to help her that way. Because the problem we had when we put this just on Facebook, because we didn't even have her sign it.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it was just words on the internet, people were maybe a little over the top mean in a couple of comments.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have a voice and a name to it, talk to her like this is somebody that you care for and you'd actually like to help out a little bit if we could try to do that. 237, it's text 35270. Hi there.
A child in the first grade absolutely loves Legos. Mm-hmm. Does he have no toys? Media is not the only way to entertain. Let him use his imagination.
So he doesn't just have to be watching TV. He doesn't need iPad.
No, why can't he play with Legos or play with cars or a little racetrack? Or he doesn't have to have media.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Again, basically, she has kind of two problems here. Her husband will lay down these punishments, say no TV, no iPad. And she's like, well, oh, no, what's he supposed to do? I don't want to enforce this. And then she sneaks him the iPad.
Right. Kind of
what's going on there. As far as texts go, Maggie, 35270, I know there's more than you could
so
grab.
So many coming in.
But if you can grab a couple here.
Let's see. Parenting is a partnership. They need to support each other's punishments. If she doesn't agree with his punishment, then she needs to talk to him. He's in first grade. Why does he have an iPad? And why is he watching TV all day anyways? He's your child. Play with him or let him use the thing called an imagination. Sounds like she uses the iPad and TV as a babysitter so she doesn't have to deal with her child. Put him in his room. He's being punished. You don't need to entertain him. And talk to your husband about it. It's called co-parenting. It's just going to cause more problems hiding things, and you need to tell your son why it's wrong of you to hide things from dad, or he'll live his life thinking it's okay.
Probably not setting a very good precedent.
Mm-mm.
Teaching him in the first grade, well, you know what, if we're about to do something that dad probably wouldn't like, let's just not tell him. Probably not a great idea.
Yes, she is setting herself up for a world of hurt going against what dad says.
That's a really bad way to handle it.
It is a really bad way to handle it. Number one, I don't agree with a child that age having an iPad. I'm 48 and I don't have an iPad. Also, your TV shouldn't be your babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to entertain your children. Go outside and play. Go in your room and play.
So how do you feel about the aspect of it then that she feels like she's enforcing her spouse's punishments? Do you think there's a way
they're
to kind of
help
her with that?
They're supposed to be together on that. That's what parenting is all about. You have to agree, whether you agree with what the other parent sets up for a punishment or not, you have to appear as a united front to that child, or they're going to know that they can get in between you and it's going to tear you apart as parents and as a married couple.
Do you think that maybe then her next step should really be maybe more of a conversation with her husband then and finding punishments they can each like want to enforce?
Exactly. And what we did as parents when our kids misbehave, because he does sound like he's a little bit over, you know, he's going over the top. For every year old that the child is, time out in the corner for that many minutes. So if he's 6 years old, 6 minutes time out, he's done. And they learn really quick that, oh, God, I'm going to have to sit in the corner or I'm going to have to look at the wall. And then if they try to get off the chair or they misbehave, okay, you just added another minute on.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. 237, it's text 35270. Text always really nice for topics that are quite popular like this one. Maybe easier to text in real quick. That's fine. For that, Maggie, what are you seeing there?
She needs to talk to dad and explain to him that a week is too long without both TV and iPad. I have the same issue with my son acting up. He's in kindergarten. He's got an iPad also, but we've taken it away for one night, not 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Have her kid help mom around the house with laundry and dishes and cleaning. Then for every chore he helps out with, he can have a half hour with the iPad or TV. But make sure dad is okay with this. This way you're not taking away a good, you're giving him a good after he helps you. And not good, not only is that a terrible example for your son, that will create marital problems for you. Talk to your husband about different consequences, mainly conversations.
So what we got here is we have Michelle, who is basically dealing with this. She's a stay-at-home mom, and their young one, he's in first grade, he's doing some things that aren't okay. He's drawing on walls and stuff. So dad lays down some punishments. He says things like, no TV, no iPad for a week. And mom's upset, Michelle's upset, because she stays at home and has to enforce his punishments. And the way she's coped with that frustration and keeping the child entertained, as she put it, is sneaking these things to him when dad's not home, and then when dad's home, the iPad goes away. She needs a better way to do it. Your thoughts? 237 hits. Hi.
I was too baffled not to call. My husband and I, we both choose to work full time, but we have 3 children under the age of 4. And if you're going to co-parent, she's teaching her children to undermine his father and that it's okay to disrespect him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said my husband and I both choose to work, but I'm assuming if she's staying home with her kids, that it's because she made the choice that she wants to do better for them on her own, that she wants to educate them and be interactive with them and so on and so forth. So for her to say, oh my gosh, now I have to be involved with my children, is ridiculous.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for calling in. And your thoughts, did you have some?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I do think that what she's doing is wrong. And if she feels like, if she's questioning it and feels like it's wrong, then it is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As a mom, I totally understand, like, sometimes it's just easier just to give them an electronic because it's just easier. But he's still only in first grade, so he's, like, what, 5 or 6?
Yep.
And he can very easily be distracted. You know, like, things around the house or something, coloring, I don't care. But I do agree it's not a very good idea to give him the iPad behind his dad's back because now he's not going to respect his dad.
Thank you so much for calling in. So Michelle, she's got this issue, stay-at-home mom. Dad, he lays down rules. He says no iPad for a week, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's frustrated because then she's got to be the one that enforces it. So she'll sneak it to him when dad's not home. Some of those texts, Maggie.
There's more things to do besides TV and iPads. Go to Pinterest. Find ideas to keep your kids entertained. Soon it'll be warm outside. He can play. You're teaching your kids to lie, and that needs to stop. Why is everyone acting like they're so much better than her? Get off your high horse, people. It's 2014. Try talking to dad or have him stay home for a week and deal with it. And generations before us grew up without electronics. She's being a lazy parent by using them to raise her child. Kids can entertain themselves if you give them no other option. They need to use their imagination.
So, Michelle, I think we have a couple of good thoughts for you. And this, I do think, was more constructive than when we just posted your email on Facebook yesterday. You got pretty attacked there, and I think you did get some good ideas here that we can kind of take from that. First and foremost, talk to your husband.
Yes.
Come up with something you guys can each kind of agree with so you don't feel like you're the police officer and he's the judge and jury kind of a thing.
Well, and you have to let him know that you don't always want to be, I don't want to say the bad guy, because you're
right,
taking these things away and dad's mm-hmm. never there to actually enforce it too.
So certainly have a conversation with him. I think that's really a huge thing we got from this. But then also for people that have kind of dealt like that, because the one woman had the timeout idea.
Yeah.
They seem to be using in their parenting the discipline of take things away punishment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some other things that worked for you, whether it's kind of like a timeout or things like that, that are easy enough to kind of do in text form that we could just copy and paste those and email them to her, I would love that if you could text those to us.
Sure.
He's in first grade. They need some new discipline, punishment, if that's the word you want to use. They need some new tactics.
Well, and like I like that lady said that, you know, do chores to get like mm-hmm. electronics time. Because I remember doing chores for allowance. Like, hey, clean yep. your room, you'll get money. Like, if you want to do it that way, okay, clean your room, do the dishes, I'll let you watch TV for an hour.
You get an hour of this and yeah. a half hour with the iPad. Mm-hmm. So if you have your parent in the Playhouse family that has some kind of other discipline, punishment-y type things that you think they could use, if you could kind of surmise that in a text message at 35270, we'll get that to them so that when she does talk to her husband, she has some ideas. And I think that'd be real cool if you could do that. News, weather, and the Playhouse in a bit.
Morning, morning, morning. The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.